According to Luke, the 6th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They had come to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out of him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy. For surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. You can come forward, Jan. Help me out with this. Well, I guess you heard about my terrible misfortune.
No, what happened?
My great uncle died.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, no, that's good. When he died, he left me $500,000.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad. When the government got through taking out the taxes, all I had left was $250,000.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's good.
Why is that?
I used the money to fulfill a lifelong dream. I bought an airplane and learned how to fly.
That's good.
No, that's bad.
Why is that?
I was flying around one day and something went wrong. The engines quit.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's good.
How come?
I looked down and there below me was a great big old haystack.
Well, that's good.
No, that's bad.
Why is that?
I got a little closer and saw a pitchfork aimed right at me.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, no, that's good.
Why is that?
I missed the pitchfork.
Well, that's good.
No, that's bad.
How come?
I missed the haystack, too.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's good. I bounced around a little bit, and on one of those bounces, I saw a vehicle coming toward me. It looked like help was on its way.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's bad. It was from the Harness Funeral Home.
Oh, that's bad.
Oh, no, that's good, because right behind it was another harness vehicle, but this one was the EMTs.
Well, that's good.
No, that's bad. They took me to the hospital and put me in a room with the biggest gossip in all of Johnson County.
Oh, that's bad.
No, that's good. She told me everything about everyone. Oh, you'd be amazed at what I learned.
Well, that's good.
No, that's bad. Because she's also been telling everyone about me and my troubles.
That's bad.
Oh, no, that's good. Because you know how folks are around here. When they hear you're not feeling well, they bring over lots of food. Casseroles, pies, all sorts of things.
Oh, that's good.
You bet that's good. I won't have to cook for months. Thank you so much, Jim. I know, with apologies to Hee Haw and Archie Campbell. Now you're wondering how in the world does a routine from Hee Haw have anything to do with our lesson today. So just keep listening. Because we heard a lot today about blessings, right? Blessed. It's a word that we see often on picture frames, on wall art, on pillow shams. As you leave a Christian-themed store, you may hear these words, have a blessed day. What are we talking about when we talk about being blessed? A few years ago, I found the perfect sign for my husband. It says, bless your heart. Now, I grew up in the South, where the phrase, bless your heart, has an abundance of meanings. Anything from, you're so sweet, you didn't have to do that, to, you're an idiot, why did you do that? When you don't know how to react or what to say, just try, bless your heart, in the right tone of voice so that they understand your meaning, of course. Our lessons today carry a common theme regarding blessings. In Jeremiah, we hear, cursed are those who trust in mere mortals and make mere flesh their strength, whose hearts turn away from the Lord. And we hear, blessed are those who trust in the Lord. In Psalm 1, we hear, happy are they who have not walked in the counsel of the wicked, nor lingered in the way of sinners, nor sat in the seats of the scornful. They are like trees planted by streams of water, bearing fruit in due season. Everything they do shall prosper. And in the gospel lesson, we hear both blessings and woes. The lesson from 1 Corinthians, which does not mention blessings, tells us that our lives and our futures belong to God. The common theme is this. Blessed are those who live in dependence upon God rather than on themselves or other human beings or human structures. Our gospel lesson is the beginning of what is sometimes called the Sermon on the Plain. It takes place just after Jesus has called his disciples, not just those called at the lakeshore in last week's lesson, but all the 12. He's been preaching, teaching, and healing throughout Judea. He's been rejected by those in his hometown of Nazareth. Word of him is spreading as people tell others about how he teaches with such wisdom and authority, and how so many are being healed. A great crowd of people has gathered to hear Jesus preach, some coming from as far as Tyre and Sidon, Phoenician port cities on the Mediterranean coast of what is now Lebanon, Gentile cities. So it is quite possible that some of those in the crowd this day are not Jews, but followers instead of pagan deities. People have come to hear Jesus preach and to be cured of their diseases. They press in on him, trying to touch him. Power flows out of him as those who are troubled with unclean spirits are healed. All who come to him are healed. Think of the reaction that must have occurred as people realize what has happened. When they see withered limbs grow strong, when sight is restored, when people are made whole. Jesus looks at the crowd, and then he looks at his disciples, not just at the 12, but all those who follow him, and begins to speak. Words flow from him, words that speak of a very different world than the one in which they are living. He speaks of the reversal that is God's kingdom, the kingdom hinted at in Mary's Magnificat, of the lowly being lifted up, of the powerful being cast down, of the hungry being satisfied, of the rich being sent away empty. Imagine Jesus looking directly at you and speaking these words to you, these words of blessing and woe. How would you respond? I'm going to ask you to turn to the back of your bulletin to today's gospel reading. And look at how the lesson is constructed. First, we see the introduction, which explains where Jesus is and why the crowd is gathered. Then we see four blessings, followed by four woes. There should be a pencil in front of you if you want to do a little bit of work. If you do, I'm going to ask you to circle the words blessed and woe that you see. And then I'm going to ask you to underline the persons to whom those blessings and woes are directed. You don't have a pencil, you can just use your finger. You will see that they are set up in parallel. The blessings are to the poor, the hungry, those who weep, those who are hated, excluded, reviled, and defamed on account of Christ. The woes are to the rich, the full, the laughing, and those of whom people speak well. This parallelism was common in Hebrew poetry, and it is meant to speak to the heart as well as to the mind. So what does it mean to be blessed? In our little skit, you heard that blessing and not so blessed seem to be hand in hand at times. The word blessed is sometimes translated as happy, but it does not mean happy in the way that we usually use that word, nor does it mean blessed in the way that we usually use that word. It certainly doesn't mean blessed as in bless your heart. It can be better understood as to be regarded as righteous or blessed in the sight of God rather than in the sight of humans. It has little to do with personal happiness as we tend to think of it. It has everything to do with being pleasing in God's sight. Just as the expression of woe is when indicating that one is displeasing in God's sight, coupled with the grief that will follow from that displeasure. We see a difference in the way that God looks at things and the way that humans do. By human standards, the poor, the hungry, the sorrowing, the marginalized are lacking in blessings, while the rich, the full, the fortunate, the respected are all clearly blessed. But as in our skit, things are not always as we humans see them. Let's look at those blessings. Think of them as wows. They are startling, eye-opening. Imagine hearing these familiar words for the first time. Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Wow! Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Wow! Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Wow. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward is great in heaven, for that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. Wow. The word woe is an interesting one. In the Greek, it is used in many ways. It is primarily an interjection used as an expression of grief. In older English, we might have used alas, alack. Today, we might simply say, oh. It can be used also as an expression of condemnation, especially when directed at an individual or a group. In today's gospel, I suggest that we see it both ways, as an expression of grief and an expression of condemnation. Jesus is urging certain people to change their ways to avoid being lost for all time, and is grieving over them, knowing how difficult it is for hardened hearts to be changed. It is an expression of pity for those who will be subject to God's divine judgment. There is another way to think of the woes we can also consider. Think of it as the command that you give a horse. Whoa! Stop. Stop because there's danger ahead. Stop because we can't travel any further on this path. It is a warning that there is a need to proceed with caution or take another route. Stop. Assess the situation and make the necessary changes rather than running headlong into destruction. Let's read those woes again. But woe to you who are rich. Woe! For you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now. Woe! For you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now. Woe! For you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you. Woe! For that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. Do we value money than we value God? Do we place our trust in things rather than our Creator? Do we store up for ourselves material wealth rather than spiritual treasure? Do the things of this world deter us from keeping our eyes on Jesus? If they do, woe. Our lives are a mixture of blessed are you and woe to you. There are times when we follow in the ways of God that our lives still seem to be a mess, and we wonder why. There can be what some have called the dark night of the soul, where God seems far away and uncaring, when tragedy follows tragedy, when grief follows grief, and we wonder whether our lives even matter. But as this lesson shows, things are not always as they seem. God sees what we often cannot. As Paul said in chapter 13 of the first letter to the Corinthians, "For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then we shall see face to face." We cannot always see the big picture of God's purpose for us and for all of creation. We are asked to trust in God's goodness, to follow in God's ways, even if we do not understand. We are asked to look at our lives, to stop, and to make an assessment to see if our hearts are turned toward God's ways rather than the ways of the world. God is promising us blessings, wows, and cautioning us with woes. Woe. For those who refuse to listen to the woes, God has stronger words than bless your heart. Let us pray. God of abundant grace and mercy, we thank you for the time of wow and the time of woe. We know that our lives and our futures belong to you. We trust in you and your goodness when life is easy, as well as when it is difficult. Help us to keep our minds and our hearts turned toward you so that we may experience the blessings that you have promised. Amen. Let us join together in our hymn of the day. It is number 710, Let Streams of Living Justice.